Good morning and welcome back to the Dadpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. It's an absolutely beautiful Thursday morning. It's early over here in sunny California. A little smoky right now, a little smoky, guys, but nothing we can't handle. It's been lasting for a few more days than all of us would like, but you know, things happen. We're living in this hot summer, dry conditions. My prayers go out to all the firefighters and their families out there that are out there on the front line, man. That's a tough job. It's like being a police officer, right? Out there on the front line, like being in the military, out there on the front line, protecting us, all of us civilians, right? So, hey, how is everybody, though, really, this morning? Are we ready for this beautiful day to begin? I sure hope you are. I sure hope everything in your life is just going just as you're planned. And even though it's probably not, get on the right path, right? Get on the right path and it'll form for you, my friends. So I had kind of a question, and it's more of a question to myself and it's a question to you. But why is it that we do things do the same thing and expect different results, right? I do a daily video on Facebook, on my page on Facebook. You can look me up, request to be my friend. I go in there often. I only post in there once, maybe twice a day, but I do a morning video. Anyway, so I'm on this routine, you know, and I have a morning routine where I get up and I meditate and I start my day off right, and then I jump right into this daily video, and it's kind of my way of giving back to the world. Makes me feel better about myself, and I got some really good feedback on it. It's actually kind of the reason why this whole podcast started, right? I've heard in many different areas in life that the quickest way to succeed is to help other people succeed, right? And to help other people. And really what that means to me is if I'm helping somebody else and giving them kind of the power, right, it makes me feel so good. And when we feel good, we can do anything, guys. When we're in that right state of mind, we can do anything we want, right? But so back to my question, right? And I kind of got a little bit of a story to tell you, right? So I've been doing this routine, right? Well, I used to, you know, 5-8 years ago, I was a gym rat, right? And I was in the gym every day and I really made some impressive gains, right? But it took a lot of time, a lot of energy, right? So when I put down the booze and started, you know, really sobering up and really looking at my life from a different perspective, I started working on my mind and kind of let my body go a little bit, right? And I'm not really, you know, an overweight guy by any means. I've always been pretty physically fit. I'm a contractor, right? So I'm moving around most of the time anyways. But so I never got out of control, out of hand. But I really wanted to start getting in the gym again, right? So I have a workout partner that has just came about in my life, right? And the only time he could do it was in the mornings, right? Well, that kind of throws off my whole routine, right? So And this routine is very important to me, and I've came accustomed to it, and that's kind of, you know, why we do these. You know, we are creatures of habit, right? So when I do this, right, it's really cleared up my mind for the day. Well, I threw this huge kink into it, and so now I got this guy, and the only time he can work out, right, is right in the middle of my morning routine, right? So I had to adjust some things, but I thought for a couple of days that, you know, I could go to the gym first and then come back and do my stuff. And it never worked, right? And I've been pretty religious about my videos every day, right? So I'm like, I'll come back from the gym and I'll do my video. But you come out of the gym and life has started. Now it's 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. People are up. My family's up. All right, the joys about doing it so early in the morning is because everybody's sleeping. Right now, everybody's sleeping in my house. It's a quiet, peaceful house as for right now. You know, but it's not very quiet. Once my boys get up, it gets a little hectic around here. Once my beautiful wife gets up, right? Because life starts as it should. So as I was doing this, right, I went back to, you know what, I'm going to do my stuff first and then I'll get to the gym, right? And if I have to cut the gym short, I will, right? So yesterday, I don't do my video. I go to the gym first and I say the same thing to myself of, you know, I'm going to do my video when I get back. And guess what? My video, my podcast, nothing happened after I got back from the gym, right? And I just, it's mind-boggling. And that was just a little example, right? But it's mind-boggling to me of how many times I, and you know, maybe you guys are the same way, that try to create a different result doing the same thing, right? Knowing what didn't work last time, but we think we're better this time, right? And sometimes we are, right? I'm not, you know, with experiments in life and stuff, and you know, there's going to be a lot of failures, and failures are just saying you're just getting closer to succeeding, right? But when you do the same thing and do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, it's not going to happen. And you know, there's the definition of insanity, right? All over the place, of doing the same thing and expecting different results. When we can't do that, right? If you want different results, you got to change something. You got to change yourself. You got to change your motivation, right? That's a big one, right? You need to change your why. What's really important to you, and what is the best, I guess, I don't know, outlook, not so much outlook. I'm at kind of a loss for words right now, guys, but It's early. It's Thursday. But you need to change your actions to get different results is the moral of the story. And if I want to succeed in this life, I need to change some things, right? I'm pretty successful so far in my life, and it's been an absolutely beautiful ride, but I want more. So in order to get more, you know, I need to change stuff throughout my life. We need to change things that are holding us back, and most of it is all in your subconscious, right? And if you believe you achieve, right, but everything in your brain, right, is either hindering you or it's excelling you. And the way we think and our thought process on everything, but you can't repeat. You can't just be stuck on repeat and expect different results. Now, if what you're doing for your morning routine, like my morning routine right now, is getting you to the places that you want to go, then by all means, play that thing back every morning, right? My morning routine and my meditation and my affirmations and stuff, and really looking at my goal every day and my future goals and my little goals, my 1 week goals and my 1 month goals and my 1 year goals and my 5 year goals, you know, that all these different goals, and I'm able to look back over this when it's nice and quiet. That is really helping me along the way and get to the spots I want to be in, right? And everybody's going to be different, right? But if you can find your routines, repeat those. But if you have constantly tried to do something and it's failed you, right, change it up. You got to change it up. Maybe you're doing it with the wrong people. Maybe you're doing it for the wrong reasons. But whatever it is, we need to change it up, because in order to succeed and get different results, you can't go at it with the same plan and the same game plan. Right, and it's so important as we move through this world, right? Because time is very limited, right? Change it up. Massive action creates massive results, guys. But hey, if you enjoyed this show, guys, I would really, really appreciate you going on iTunes, give me a rating. You know, it's subscribe to my channel. It's how we get out there. It's how I get out there in this world. It's how I can get out there and give back to 1, 2, 300,000 million more people, right? Because we all need a little help along the way. By all means, I'm not to the end of my journey. The road is just begun. But one thing about me is I have started. Right? And the biggest thing is starting, right? Taking that first step to greatness. So I'm your host, Zach Brinkman. This is the Dadpreneur Podcast. I hope you guys have a fabulous day. And keep smiling and stay positive. And I'll talk to you soon.